Hollywood, get ready.
You have no idea how happy I am.
Because tomorrow, Steve's moving in and bringing all his friends. Premier Week kicks off with
Chelsea Handler.
And Steve breaks down what we really want to know.
Why are you single?
Is there anyone that you think would be able to tolerate this?
Plus, Steve's giving away some serious cash. Premier Week on Steve.
Girl, this is the show to be on.
Yes!
Weekdays at 4 on CBS 62.
Blog Talk Radio.
For thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net. Thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. Yet we remain standing as anointed men and women of God in agreement with the Almighty God, willing and able to go forth in His Spirit, acknowledging Him as the source through which our needs are met, the source from which our strength is drawn, the source of the very breath we breathe. We are honored to know that God has chosen us to go forth as flames of fire, to feed His sheep, to watch over His flock, bring great damage and destruction to the kingdom of darkness, and to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ at His return.
Hello, welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to the LAB Small Ministry Services. I'm Lori Brown, founder of LAB Small Ministry Services, and your host for today's show. Today I have with me ministers Kimberly L. Smith, the founder of the Angelic Pen, and her husband, Michael. Both are very powerful ministers sharing the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for more than 30 years. On today's show, we're going to highlight a very powerful and inspirational message the Lord put in their hearts to deliver to us using their unique gifts and talents. Hello, ministers Michael and Kimberly.
Hello, Lori.
Hello, Lori.
Hello. It is so exciting to have both of you on the show today. And I tell you what, it's great to be here with you today as we're going to highlight your powerful message of encouragement. And that message, we had the privilege of hearing the snippet at the beginning of the show. So how are you both feeling today?
We're doing good. We're doing good today.
Yes, it's good to be here. Thank you.
Wonderful. So let's start off with if you two could tell me a little bit about yourselves.
Well, I am Kimberly, and I am the author of The Pastor's Journey. I love writing. That's the one way that I really get in touch with the Lord is through writing, and I love doing that, and I love spending time in the Lord's presence, and I love encouraging people. And a lot of times that's how He gives me messages, is from me being in His presence, and He just downloads into my spirit encouraging words to give to people. So that's what I can tell you about me. I love counseling people, and also my husband and I have been married for 30 years. We just celebrated that last week, and so God is awesome.
And I'm Michael, and I'm the musical part of the family. Again, being married 30 years and being blessed to be able to be with her, spending time playing music and talking and enjoying each other's company. We love this project that we put out, hopefully that everybody that listens to it will be blessed by it.
Oh, wonderful. And congratulations on your 30 years of marriage as well.
Thank you.
That is truly a blessing.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kimberly, can you tell us what was your inspiration for The Pastor's Journey?
Sure. I was inspired to write The Pastor's Journey from a vision, a spiritual vision that the Lord gave me one day. And in the vision, I felt like I was sitting in a large room that was full of pastors. And I saw a long line of pastors. They were side by side, linked arm in arm. And the one in the middle said to the other ones as a word of encouragement, "Come on, we can do this." And because pastors have such challenging things that they face, and this one pastor was telling all of them, "Come on, we can do this. We can go forth and we can complete the job that God has called us to do." And so The Pastor's Journey was written as an encouragement to pastors. And even when I saw the vision, I could feel what the pastors felt. I could feel their pain and their struggles, and I could even feel their longing to want to please God. And that was my inspiration for it.
Wow, that is so powerful, a vision and a magnitude like that, where you're able to actually feel the emotion I'm sure many pastors face today.
Amen.
Amen, awesome. Minister Michael, you played a very important part in making the CD as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. In doing this project, I was working on some music, a melody that was flowing in my spirit, and putting this song together. And I didn't have a name for it until really being able to get it down, playing it, you know, the way that it should flow. And at the end of that song, my wife came and told me about The Pastor's Journey, and I told her that the name of the song that I was playing was also The Journey. So I'm the musical piece of it. And when we went and recorded it, she wanted me to do the reading of it to have that voice behind it. So she wrote it, and I spoke it, and also did the musical part of it. And so that's how we got that together.
Wow, that's amazing that the two of you had two different gifts that you were able to bring together. And I find that just so amazing how God's timing is always so perfect, you know, that she's writing this and then you having the music down in your spirit to put this package together. I find that just amazing how God works in that manner, you know.
Definitely.
Minister Michael, what are some types of music that you play?
Well, I've been playing music since I was six. My mother brought me up playing classical music. Also had a jazz instructor who also came and gave me some instruction. So coming up through the years, I've played some classical, I played some jazz. Now I play a little bit of all of it. I play in church, so, you know, I play gospel music and also do something now called soaking music, which is a meditative type of music where people can get quiet with it and let the music play and they can meditate to it, they can study to it. The soaking music will open them up to be able to hear clearly from God. And it's a new type, it's a really new genre of music that people are talking about now. It's called soaking music.
Awesome. And I can really see how the music could really usher in the spirit of the Lord as you're playing and someone is meditating and wanting to be closer with the Lord. That is amazing. Sister Kimberly, what does or why do you feel The Pastor's Journey is so unique and compared to other forms of ministry out there?
Well, I think one of the reasons why it's so unique is because it's very encouraging. It's a message that pastors or whoever listens to it can actually listen and reflect on what they're hearing. They can reflect on the words as well as the music. And it's not your traditional 10-track CD that has songs on it, which is fine in its own place. But this CD or MP3 is a special message, a powerful message of words that are spoken with anointed music playing behind it. And then it's only two tracks, but those two tracks are power-filled with the anointing of God, and many people have been blessed by it.
Okay. Minister Michael, you have referred to the CD as a prescription. What do you mean by that?
Well, the reason why I say it's a prescription is that it's not a song that you should sit down and listen to one time. It's like medicine when the doctor makes a prescription for you. You have to go fill it. It'll say, you know, take until it's, you know, till all the medicine is gone. And this particular CD is not something that you just listen to just that one time. You should listen to it over and over again, because there's so much that you'll be able to get out of it. The Spirit of God will come and help you deal with whatever situation you're going through. It may energize you. It may cause you to go into deep thought. It can also have the ability, if you're going through a sickness, that it can also can heal. So that's why I say it's a prescription, because you have to take it and you have to listen to it and meditate with it until it finishes doing what it's meant to do.
Awesome. It sounds like something that that everyone should have, that they can pull out at any time, next week, next month, a year from now, and
definitely
still be of encouragement.
Right. It never gets old. It's just. It never gets old, right.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Now, Minister Kimberly, is the Pastor's Journey only for pastors?
No, definitely not. I originally wrote it specifically for pastors, and they have been blessed by it. But then there are other people that have heard it, and they talk about, even though they're not pastors, how it has encouraged them and blessed them and brought peace into their spirit when they play it. So, and even we went to visit a church in North Carolina, and the co-pastor told everyone, don't be fooled by the name, The Pastor's Journey. Don't be fooled by that, because everyone needs to have a copy of it.
Awesome. Minister Kimberly, can you also give us some examples of some feedback that you have gotten from The Pastor's Journey?
Sure, I'd love to. One pastor told me that, and she was going through a very terrible time in her life, and we had given her a CD just to bless her, and because we knew the message would lift her up. And she said that she was getting ready to clean her house, and she put the CD on, and she was going to listen as she cleaned her house. But she said as soon as she heard the first musical note, it stopped her dead in her tracks. And then when my husband began to recite the words, she said she had to sit down, and she said it was just like a movie. She couldn't move until it was over with, until the CD had completed, and she talked about how uplifting and how blessed she was by listening to it. And then there was another pastor who still today, he purchased our CDs probably a year ago, and he says that he listens to it before every service, before he has prayer service, before he has Bible study, and even Sunday worship service. He doesn't do it before he listens to The Pastor's Journey.
He played it so much, he had to get another one.
Right.
Wow, those are some powerful testimonies.
Amen.
And I would just encourage everyone that's listening to this interview to consider purchasing and getting the CD. Minister Kimberly, can you tell us how we can get the CD or MP3?
Sure. Anyone that's interested in getting it, they can go to my website, which is theangelicpen.com. That's T H E angelicpen.com, theangelicpen.com, or they can call area code 352-639-0793.
Amazing. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming on and sharing this powerful, unique form of ministry with your unique gifts and talents. And I thank you very much for being a part of this interview. And everyone, please purchase and get your CD today.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Hollywood, get ready.
You have no idea how happy I am.
Because tomorrow, Steve's moving in and bringing all his friends. Premiere Week kicks off with
Chelsea Handler.
And Steve breaks down what we really want to know.
Why are you single?
Is there anyone that you think would be able to tolerate this?
Plus, Steve's giving away some serious cash. Premiere Week on Steve.
Girl, this is the show to be on.
Yes!
Weekdays at 4 on CBS 62.
Hollywood, get ready.
You have no idea how happy I am.
Because tomorrow, Steve's moving in and bringing all his friends. Premiere Week kicks off with
Chelsea Handler.
And Steve breaks down what we really want to know.
Why are you single?
Is there anyone that you think would be able to tolerate this?
Plus, Steve's giving away some serious cash. Premiere Week on Steve.
Girl, this is the show to be on.
Yes!
Weekdays at 4 on CBS 62.